morning, good morning, and welcome to Everyday Money Matters, your financial literacy program. As I like to say, as I usually do, remember, EMM is a financial literacy program. As such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal, business, financial-related issues. Now that that's out of the way, welcome to Everyday Money Matters. If you love money, want to grow money, keep money, or double your money, hey, it's the best show to listen to, all right? We have our expert in the building, but before I introduce him, I have to tell you how to get in contact. Be a part of the show. Ask questions live through the phone lines 0809-191-3913. I'll repeat that, 0809-191-3913. And of course, there's 0809-234-5913. That's 0809-234-5913. Also get in contact via social media. We're at Lagos Talks 913 on Twitter, and we're also on WhatsApp. Number is 0809-234-5913. Of course, we have the money man in the building, Ugo Dre Obichukwu. Good morning. As I like to say,
how fun.
Anyway, good morning, Lagos. Let's just pretend like Sadiq is not here.
Yeah.
Hope you guys have a nice week so far.
Yes.
Asking you.
Okay, just checking.
And this is not a sports show.
No, I was just wondering, because you did mention something about, but we won't get
Please, how's everybody doing? It's been a very, very busy week for some of us. What has this week been like for you? Economy wise, financial wise. Mind sharing? Have you had any aha moment this week? Did you make some money this week? If you did, how much?
And can you share how? Of course, legitimate, please.
You don't need to share how, please.
Why not now?
And by the way, so this morning in the studio, Sadiq and Ayo here.
Yeah.
Came up with what I would call the most ridiculous business idea ever.
Hey, most of the greatest ideas on this planet were first termed ridiculous. So I take that as a compliment.
This one is by far the most ridiculous idea you can ever hear on radio.
Hey, why don't we let this
anyway, in fact,
decide.
Like anybody who does this business,
you are bound to make a lot of money. Trust me.
Failure stares at you.
Hey, there's no such thing as failure. Look, I'm telling
and
you.
And embarrassment.
It is nothing
and
embarrassing
about
it.
To think it's the kind of business that Sadiq will like.
Yes.
You just know that that's failure staring at you.
What? Hey, look, Rentaboo is now a global phenomenon.
That don't make sense.
Yes, it does. Rentaboo is happening all around the planet right now. In India, in China, there are so many other ways it's being used. So this will take off as well. Trust me. And I think it's a wonderful idea. Maybe we should let the listeners in on this. What do you think? Haven't you been in situations where you need to go to the bathroom and you're in unfamiliar territory, maybe in traffic? Wouldn't you want a situation where you could walk into a nice, proper, non-public toilet, to be able to do the number one or the number two? Hey, that's what this is all about. We're creating an app called Airbnb Toilets. or maybe number one and two. What do you think, Ugo Dre?
Lagos.
You already said it.
On a Wednesday morning,
it works. I'm
that you're supposed to be thinking about
that is
how much money you have in the bank.
That is a proper business
or
idea.
Or a brilliant idea.
That is a brilliant idea.
These guys are thinking up an idea. Uber.
Yeah, for toilets. It's needed. It's necessary. If you've ever been in that situation, you'll know how
dire
it is.
How does this even make any commercials? Like,
yeah, you charge.
I have never seen anything as
you charge
as this.
$200 per use. You can have like a boys' quarters toilet that you're not making any money from. How about converting that into a money-making spinning venture? How about that? It works.
Lagos.
Seriously. Imagine if there's an event close
just
by.
Just pretend like you're not hearing it, Sadiq. Just, you know what? If you're driving to work.
He's fine.
And you just pretend like he's not here.
It's okay.
Just pretend like this never happened.
Okay, fine. You say that now.
Go into the quantum leap and pretend like
this is what happened
never
to the guys
happened.
That started the cell phones. They were like, ha, ha, ha. You're
anyway,
crazy.
Can we move on to other things,
okay,
please?
Okay, fine. Yes. Yeah. Interesting stories in the news. I saw this story earlier on today. AFDB, Fidelity Bank seal, $15.35 billion deal to fund MSMEs. Good news?
Yeah, good news. Fidelity Bank has always been an MSME bank. MSME bank, yeah.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Deals like this are usually signed all the time, but at the end of the day, what we want to see is the money actually disbursed to SMEs, yeah. So, that's what I want to see. There was this article on Iometrics as well about this new There's a new Ponzi.
Yes, yes, yes. I heard about that. And apparently Nigerians haven't learned their lesson.
How would they learn their lesson?
I don't understand. I mean,
it's what money to be made. Yeah, so people want to make money. I've never seen that kind of thing before in my life.
Yeah, but it's okay, maybe in the beginning, for example, the MMM scheme, some people didn't know it was a Ponzi. They thought it was a real thing. So that's why a lot of people got into it. But this is clear to at least everyone that I've spoken to that this is a Ponzi scheme, but it's not stopping anyone. What's happening?
Yeah, because you got to understand that at the end of the day, human beings have the natural propensity to want to take some kind of risk, especially in Nigerians. So,
okay.
And in an environment where you have very high inflation rate, double digits, 12, mm-hmm. 11, 12%, at some point, 15, 16%, mm. people would always look for returns that are just astronomic. So people just put 50K in there and then maybe you might make 150K. I mean, like, what's that? If you lose 50K, you lose 50K. So usually, Ponzi's like this, you know, they usually like...
They sort of... It's
at the beginning, at the early stages, people like get into it because the default rate is usually very low. It's when, you know, a lot of people now join and it starts to crash. Uh-huh. So, I mean, it's kind of funny, this one. I don't want to just go into it and explain it because it's not worth explaining.
Okay.
But if you go on Nairametrics.com, you would see something about Ponzi schemes. Yeah, there's this research as well we did on Nairametrics. You know how much banks made on electronic income fees,
I was hearing about that, like the extra surcharges, right? So that's what it is.
It's not a surcharge. I mean, it's like the fees you pay them for
carrying out transactions
online and all that. Yeah. So shocking. First Bank, $34 billion.
$34 billion.
Yeah, on that alone, UBA, $28 billion.
$34 billion.
Zenith, $20 billion.
Wait, and this is on transactions. So every transaction, the little you add, either the 50, the 100.
You get
$34 billion.
Yeah.
Wow.
GT Bank, $9 billion. Axis Bank, $8 billion.
Wow. That's
and you want an Uber for it.
It can work.
That's what your meter doing.
I'll tell you, you'll be surprised. You can make billions from that. Everybody has the one or two. At least once or twice a day. You just have to be in a strategic environment. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Be at a mass concert, be at some kind of church revival, then you understand how lucrative this is. I mean, 200 naira, oh no, maybe 100 naira for one and 200 naira for two. You see? One and two. It's a business idea, I'm telling you.
Then there's this other data that I saw during the week.
Mm-hmm.
So Nigerians that are less than 30 years old,
mm-hmm.
they hardly contribute pension these days.
Less than 30?
Yeah.
I guess that
why do you think so?
There's this thing about delayed gratification and it doesn't happen in Nigeria. Everybody wants something to happen immediately, which is why these Ponzi schemes seem to continue getting people.
Somebody was saying it was because they also don't get jobs. There are no jobs out there. So young people, I mean, what's the point? What are you contributing?
Contributing?
And then most employers as well don't have money to contribute pension as well.
So that could be another
reason. So that's bad though, because you need pension money to grow your economy at some point.
Yeah.
And we have, I think, 8 trillion or so naira in pensions today. Most of which, of course, is lent to the government, by the way.
Interesting. You'll be surprised, but there are so many phone calls. I have this funny feeling they're going to be asking about certain businesses. Well, let's go to the phone lines.
Please, no football calls today.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from? I heard
that's
negative.
A football call.
No, it wasn't. Hello, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters.
Yes, my name is Leonard from Yaba.
Leonard from Yaba. Thank you so much for calling in. Do you have a question for the money man?
Yes.
All right.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to talk on insecurity.
Sorry, wrong show. This is Everyday Money Matters. All right, yeah, sorry about that. Okay, fine, let's go to the questions, right? We start off because we are running out of time. First question today says, hello, Chief. I'm a great listener of EMM show with Sadiq. Always listening, but I'm always rushing for a bus during the show hour so I don't meet up. Now, kudos to you guys. You really give me important thoughts. Now I have 1 million and I heard you mention a bank that can give me an interest of 80,000 in 3 months. 5 months. Please give me the name as well as other investments I can go into. I'm just 23, I'm a graduate, and my parents are not rich, but they sold property to get me the 1 million to get me started because they believe in me. Please, I await your response. That's from Tony. That's just a wonderful question.
And oh, wow, you're 23 and you got 1 million in the bank already.
And, yeah, and your parents are supportive. They believe in you that much to say, oh, yeah, just take that 1 million. Yes.
First things first, just avoid Uber for toilet. Just avoid useless investments. May they never be your portion, okay? Avoid useless. Don't let them come and tell you stupid things that don't make sense.
Hey, you say
avoid them, all right?
They also said that flying was stupid.
They never said so.
Yes.
Just avoid stupid things. So yeah, so I think it was last week. Yeah, we're talking about some banks that
can give you
20% plus interest rate. Yeah, they are microfinance banks. We don't want to advertise for anybody on this show.
Yeah.
So, but there are some good microfinance banks that you can use. So maybe you wanna send us a message on WhatsApp. We can give you some.
Okay.
You know, so we don't like advertise banks on the show. We don't want to do anything like that.
Yes.
But there are a few of them, 20-21%. Mm-hmm. Some do, and it's not flat for everybody, by the way.
Oh,
so it depends on how much you have. So for the likes of Sadiq that struggle to do 150 to 200,000 per investment,
100,000
yeah, they're gonna get more than 14%.
Oh, okay.
10%.
Oh.
Yeah, but for you that 1 million, you're my kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
You should be expecting to get 15-16%+.
Oh, so the higher the amount, the higher the interest.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So please, when you have that money, don't give it out.
Okay.
There's something I always say.
Mm-hmm.
Money that is not with you is not yours.
Ah.
Even if you lend it to your friend.
Ah, no, don't do that.
It's not yours. So if you lend it to a bank, to government, to buy bonds, it's still yours. Kind of still your money because it's still got your name on it.
Okay.
So why you lend it to your friend?
It's not yours again.
Or people like Sadiq who come with all these deadwood investments.
So cute. Don't worry. When I make the first 300 million, I call you for investment. How about that?
Next question.
Right, another question here. This is from Lola. And Lola's asking, hello, is it a wise decision to fix a sum in the money market fund for 1 year?
Yeah, of course. Wise decision.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's why it's the money market. You can fix it for 6 months. You can fix it for 3 months.
3 months.
1 year.
Yeah.
So 1 year is good.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, like we always say, it's got to be the kind of money that you don't have immediate need for.
Okay. Yeah, just money by the side that you're
if
not.
If you liquidate that money halfway, then they're going to charge you heavily for it. They might charge you, yeah. So you don't want money that that you're going to have to. What was this on the screen? Like,
Don't worry. It's not my fault that CNN and other stations are just replaying epicness. I mean, what can I say? Right. More questions here. Okay, I guess we just answered that question. Don't see your name. Do I get your name? Where's your name? But it's saying, morning, please. Oh, this is for... Wow, you have a Chinese name. Interesting. Xu Zhao Tu is asking. Says, morning, please. I need microfinance banks that's good for investments. Same thing. Send a WhatsApp or send a message to Naira Metrics and you'll be able to get that information. Back to the questions. This is from Bibi. And BB saying, hello, Ugodre. Trust you're doing great. How can I buy shares in Nestle and other big firms? Can you please refer any credible stock broking firm?
Why do you guys want me to just start to advertise? You want me to pay Sadiq for all these things?
Yeah, so that I can start a new
business. All right, so there's some very good stock broking firms. I'm not going to mention them here.
Okay.
I'm going to tell the guys at Naira Metrics to do an article on 5 stockbroker firms that you can...
We'll
do something on that.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, 5 stockbroker firms that you can use. But if you're in a hurry or you don't want to wait for that article, you can send me a message as well to our WhatsApp line or Twitter line. I will give you some that you can use. There are a few out there that are quite good.
Mm.
Avoid those ones that just... Mm-hmm. Sell your shares without you even knowing.
Oh.
And then replace it back.
Wow.
Without
so people,
some kind
they
approval.
Do that.
Yeah.
And that's obviously
yeah,
not...
Yeah, some
that's shady. That's not good.
It's wrong.
Okay.
It's all shades of wrong.
Shouldn't do that. Don't see a name. Okay, Harry. Harry's just saying that I have 500,000 for investment in a microfinance bank. So I guess he'll be waiting for your article as well. This one says, I gave my share certificate to a lady that works for a stockbroker that went bankrupt. I have no record of my own. What can I do to reclaim my shares? I don't receive any communication about it. Also, I have not received dividend for my other shares ever since I migrated to eDividend. Could someone have stolen my shares? And this is Annie K. Is it possible?
It is possible. To reclaim your shares, if it was ever your shares.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so because you could have given them and you could have bought it in someone else's name.
Whoa.
Or what have you. But if it was really your shares, mm-hmm. You would have had what's called a CHN. So they usually give like your own account number, your stockbroker account number.
Okay.
So if you go and look at the documents that you used to buy shares in, you know, back then, like, the original document that they may have given you, you would see your, you know, account number. I think it's called a CHN number. You would see it. So whenever you get that, if you get that number, then you can go to another stockbroker or write to the CSCL.
Okay.
CSCS. Yeah, that's the Central Securities Clearing System. You can even go onto their website. You can log on, register, and then once you type in your number. Yeah, they will just push out all the stocks you own.
Yeah, or you've ever owned. If they're actually under your name.
Exactly. Wow. Something else you can also do, if you go to the website of the Security and Exchange Commission and then you type in your name, you'd also pop up all the shares that you've also owned.
Oh, wow.
And that also tells the shares that you should be
expecting
in terms of dividend and things like that. So
interesting. Have to go on a very short break. We'll be right back after this. EMM continues. Don't forget, keep sending the questions into our Twitter handle at LagosTalks913, or you can send it into our WhatsApp platform. That's 0809-234-5913. EMM continues right after this. That's right. Welcome back to Lagos Talks 91.3. Welcome back to Everyday Money Matters, your financial literacy program. Going straight back to the questions you've asked, and I have this interesting question here from Nwosu Paul from Aguda Surulere. And he says, I asked this question a few months ago about stamp duty charges on deposits made to savings accounts, and you promised to get back to me and you haven't. Please, are commercial banks supposed to charge 50 naira on deposits made in savings accounts? He says, my banks keep charging me per deposit made in my account, and he's asking if that's actually legal. So, Ugo Dre, what say you?
You're so pained.
Well, really, I am. No, I'm just...
Not you.
Also, okay, yes, no.
What does the... Because now that you ask this question, I'm trying to...
Yeah, find out.
To respond the right way. So there was an article we did some time ago. About whether you can pay stamp duty on savings bank. It's on Nairametrics. And it says... So according to the circular dated January 15, 2016, stamp duties can only be charged in the account of the receiver, okay? Regardless of whether the account is a savings or a current account.
So the receiver.
Yes.
So if you're putting money into your own account, you can't be receiving from yourself now, can
exactly.
you?
Exactly. So if somebody, basically if somebody is paying into your account, okay, then you have to pay stamp duty. And the article goes on to say, however, stamp duty cannot be charged from an account that receives funds transferred from a savings account. If I've got a savings account and I transfer money to you,
So I shouldn't pay stamp duty because it's coming from a savings account.
Yeah, that I can't pay. So it's basically maybe from a current account to a savings account. So mostly salaries paid into your account. I think salaries are kind of exempted though. But any transfer made into your account, whether it's savings or current, from a current account or from an account that is not savings account, would attract stamp duties. So
wow. So I think you should go over to your bank and ask them serious questions, Mr. Paul Nwosu. We've run out of time, sadly. So. And everyone out there who's on the WhatsApp platform asking about the microfinance banks, head over to Naira Metrics on Twitter and you'll be able to get that information.
Everybody wants to do microfinance.
As in, you have no idea the number of messages that have come in this morning alone requesting for the list of microfinance banks for people to invest in. I'm seeing numbers here. I have 500K, I have 400K, I have a million. Wow. Amazing. All
right. I think we'll do an article on that. Yeah, we'll give you a few microfinance banks that we would want to invest in. We want to lend money to, rather.
Everyone, calm down. Head over.
Investors' discretion is there. I mean, yes. At the end of the day, it's your choice.
Exactly. So yes, final message to the people of Lagos. How do we get in contact? How do they reach you? Tell them, please.
All right, Ayo, tell them.
Okay, please, you can reach us on Narametrics at Narametrics on Twitter. You can reach us on Narametrics on Instagram. You can also reach us on WhatsApp. I'll be calling out the number, which is Lagos. I'm so sorry. I'm nervous. Okay, which is 0805 104 0390.
Nice.
0805 104 0390.
Fantastic.
All right, until next week.
Yep. Thank you so much, Hugo Dre. Thank you so much. Absolutely brilliant. Do keep the questions coming in. Don't forget, head over to Naira Metrics if you have more questions and inquiries on any of the things we've spoken about today. It's been Everyday Money Matters. Do keep listening to Lagos Talks 91.3 on the other side.
Charles, please don't. Can we just not talk about Liverpool? Just something else, please. Charles, please.
Yes,
please.
Yes, we'll be heading into the sports zone where Charles is going to fulfill the promise he made yesterday. Do keep listening. We're going to be on Instagram live on about 4 accounts. There are cameras, their phones, and the lighting is perfect. Do keep listening to Lagos Talks. I'll see you on the other side of this.